Last year, Washington State exported more than $90 billion worth of goods. That was an all-time record. A controversial trade agreement between the U.S. and 11 other Pacific Rim countries may break that record if it's passed. The goal is to reduce trade barriers. And this week, White House officials are promoting the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, here in Washington State. Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland is a supporter of the TPP. She spoke with KUOW's Marcy Silman.
Washington is the most trade-dependent state in the nation, and the Seattle-Tacoma-Bellevue metro region is the fourth largest export market in the U.S. And, you know, we know that we rely on exports for family wage jobs. We have an agricultural community in eastern Washington that depends on trade. So anything we can do to do two things. Number one, support local small businesses who benefit from trade agreements and also create more jobs here at home is a good thing for our economy and for the people who call Washington home.
Specifically, how do you think the TPP will affect job growth in Washington?
The premise of this agreement is really about having the U.S. lead and set standards. So these are standards in fair wages. These are standards in workplace safety. These are environmental standards and really rules of trade. And, you know, these trade agreements are happening among other countries with or without our involvement. So we have an opportunity here to set the standard and make sure that those standards don't get set for us.
What have you heard from the local manufacturers?
Yeah, so there's a company in Tacoma called General Plastics, and they do a lot of work, especially in aerospace supplying. And you know, one of the things I've heard them say is that you know they have trouble getting into some of the markets because the tariffs are so high. And if you look at the way the tariff system is set up right now with trade, the barriers to entry into the United States are pretty low as far as the percentage that's charged. But in some of the other countries that we're trying to enter, the tariffs are incredibly high. And that becomes cost prohibitive for local companies to get into foreign markets, and that affects the number of local jobs that we can create here at home.
Some opponents of the TPP say it will make companies more likely to outsource labor. What kinds of concerns do you have about these manufacturers actually leaving Washington State and going where the labor force is cheaper?
Well, there are two things I've heard. You know, number one, by raising standards and that, you know, environmental standards, workplace standards, and wage standards, we're raising the standard of living around the world, which is a good thing. And the purpose of the trade agreements really is to help open up markets. So opening up markets means more consumers abroad. So when you have more consumers, there's more demand for your products. More demand means that we get to hire more people here at home.
The Boeing Machinists Union says the TPP could wipe out more living wage jobs here and move production overseas. What's your response?
I don't think that's true. I think that, you know, we know that the manufacturing sector in the United States produces the highest quality product, and we do it better than anyone else in the world. So if companies really want to be competitive, it is in our best interest to keep these jobs here at home.
The TPP is huge and complex. Certainly not every aspect is going to benefit us in Washington State. What are any downsides that you see?
There are downsides to everything, but I see the opportunity outweighing the downsides in such a big way. And when the Secretary of Commerce was here visiting Tacoma a few months ago, there were some people rallying against TPP and the trade agreements. And even some of the labor leaders were quoted as saying they support trade agreements, but we want to make sure that the specifics do not put us at a disadvantage and hurt middle-class families and take away middle-class jobs. And I'm confident that, you know, President Obama in his second term has a very compelling reason to want to do something that's going to help workers.
Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland talking with KUOW's Marcy Silman. Now, not all local officials are so confident. Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien is on the other side of the debate over that massive trade agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. O'Brien has announced a resolution in the City Council that calls for Congress and the White House to carry out a fully transparent process for negotiating the TPP.
I'm very pro-trade, and I think the city and the state can benefit from good trade agreements. In fact, we do. Washington State is the most trade-dependent state in the country, which means under the existing rules, kind of we're winning on that trade game. And so if we're going to make any changes to trade regulation, I think it's critically important that we're very conscious of what the changes we're making and how they impact us before we walk blindly into some agreement. The specific concern I might have in Seattle is if we were to raise our minimum wage like we did, could a foreign company say, that's going to impact our bottom line. That's unfair for trade practices. We're going to go ahead and file a suit against the city of Seattle. those types of actions have happened under existing trade conditions, trade agreements, and we want to make sure that that is not in there, or if it is, that we're very aware of how it would impact Seattle.
The Boeing Machinists Union has said that the Trans-Pacific partnership could wipe out more living wage jobs and move more production overseas. Do you agree with them?
It certainly has the potential. I mean, there was a time and place when trade agreements were largely about import tariffs and how much folks were going to charge when we export our apples or cherries or software or airplanes. But trade agreements today are much more sophisticated. They're about intellectual property. They're about labor rights. They're about environmental protection. And those are all aspects that we have to get right in a trade agreement like this. If we don't, we stand to really undermine workers either locally or around the world, or undermine our environmental values that we care so much about here in Seattle.
So there are some who say that the agreement would allow the U.S. to set standards on labor practices and the environment and workplace safety. What do you say to that?
I would love to see that part of the agreement. Until I see that, I can't just step back and say, well, I trust the words of wisdom and it should just be fine. Because what we've seen with past trade agreements is they haven't achieved that level of support for both labor and environmental standards. But I think it's critically important that here in Seattle, where we are so dependent on trade and have high labor and environmental standards, that we make a clear statement at the beginning that these standards need to be upheld if you want our support.
Now, supporters of the TPP say it'll create more trade opportunities, particularly for Seattle, which has a lot of trade. That's a lot of our work here. And it's going to create more jobs here. Are they wrong?
We don't know. And so for us to give them a blank check on this without seeing it, I think is irresponsible.
Now, you mentioned you're uneasy about this being negotiated in private, and you're uneasy about the thumbs up, thumbs down on the final agreement. But when it comes to an agreement of this complexity, where the United States is dealing with multiple other nations, is it even possible to have a more open negotiation going on when each of the issues negotiated with each of the countries might be incredibly complex? I mean, I'm sure there's issues at city council if you're negotiating something having to do with wages where you have a closed door meeting and it's not open because it's so complex to negotiate. Some will argue this is the same kind of thing. You might as well not even start a trade negotiation unless you're going to be able to have an up and down vote and not have everything scrutinized by everyone.
Right now, my understanding is business leaders from, you know, multinational corporations have their foot in the door and are working on agreements that works for them. But what I'm hearing universally from labor and environmental leaders is that we're not part of the process. We're being shut out. We're very nervous about what we've heard and seen, and we don't think this agreement is going to serve the environment or the people, the workers in our community. So we can create a process that does that. I don't think that's what we have today.
That's Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. We also heard from Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland, who's got a different perspective on that. The Trans-Pacific Partnership has been in the works for nearly a decade. President Obama is seeking fast-track authority to quickly negotiate and approve the agreement. That means once it's drawn up, Congress will only be able to vote thumbs up or thumbs down. There won't be any negotiating the parts of it.